Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back. It's Sam Crowley, host of your Every Day is Saturday podcast. Today is Friday, February 7, 2014. An amazing day. This is an amazing day. Can I give you one reason why? Because you woke up on the right side of the ground. Oh, but Sam, I need a better reason than that. The bill collectors are calling. I don't have enough gas in my car to get to work today. Somebody cut me off. It's cold outside. Wah, 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 wah. All right. If you want perspective, head over to my fan page on facebook.com/everydayissaturday, where basically there's a photo of a young boy with the caption, "Your excuse is not valid." And just check it out. Check it out. It's I uploaded it to my fan page February 6, 2014. Whenever you're listening to this show, check it out, and you'll get perspective real quick. Hey, I want to thank everybody on Twitter, blowing up my Twitter feed. Shout out to Mike at Durable Dads. Just started listening to your podcast on my commute. All I got to say is amen. Thank you, Mike. Cup of Joe Brand, working on some new posters and listening to at Sam Crowley. Stay motivated. Hashtag every day is Saturday. Darren Mitchell from Australia, down under. Awesome podcast, at Sam Crowley, breaking down the day into 48 30-minute increments. No excuse not to be productive. Hashtag every day is Saturday. Darren, you got that right. You guys listened to that show a couple days ago. It's the 1/48th of a day principle, and I live it, love it. I learned it a while back, and it took a lot of the pressure off to get everything done, like today. What does your to-do list look like today? You know, I mean, it's got to be crazy, right? You got 8,000 things going on. If you got a family, make it 9 million things going on, at least if anything like what I got. Got to get my daughter off to school in the morning, come home, take care of the other two girls, get them off to school, get back, phones ringing, rental properties, business, websites crashing, all this stuff. Let me tell you something. I wouldn't have it any other way. That's lifestyle design for me. Now, maybe I can hire some virtual assistants someplace around the world and outsource my life and all that stuff. I don't want to outsource my life. You know this show, the number one motivational show on the planet right now, it's unscripted. I have no notes, no outline, nothing in front of me to read from. And it comes from the heart, from my mind to you every day, fresh, 100% fresh. There's nothing scripted about this show. That's the beauty of it. Don't you understand? That is why this show is blowing up on iTunes and all around the world and has been for the past 7 years because, look, I'm as transparent as a glass of water. And that's my brand, and I want to be that way. And today's show is going to be talking about a tweet I'm going to read in just a second here and just give you a real-life perspective of where I started and how I got to where I am today, which isn't anywhere near where I'm going. But it's not always, very rarely, if ever, it's about me. I'm just I relay the news, okay? I don't make the news. I just report it to you. And you need to be – you have to be of the mindset – that no matter, look, come hell or high water, you're going to make it happen. Whatever it is you want to do, you're going to do it. You can't make an excuse. You know, I have the same amount of time in my day, all right? I have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I sleep 8 hours. I got to get my 8 hours. I talked about that a few days ago. Man, I'm just damaged goods if I can't get that 8 hours in. But we all have the same amount of time, so there's got to be something. There's got to be something that successful people are doing that people who haven't realized the success they want, they're just not doing. And it's a very minor tweak. It's not anything monumental. You know, most self-made millionaires here in the United States, you know, they're first generation. They didn't inherit a trust fund. They didn't inherit a franchise. You know, they didn't get all of this great stuff or property. No, they're first generation, meaning they weren't millionaires until they figured out how to do something. So there's something there. And I would encourage you to go on a journey, go on a search like I did many years ago to figure out what is it that makes these people tick. Now, talk about a book that really changed my life, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So a lot of people love that book. They love Robert Kiyosaki. Other people are like, well, that's kind of fantasy fable. I'm like, well, you know what? I don't care. It inspired me. I went to a real estate seminar, and the guy told me to read Think and Grow Rich and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. The titles of the book alone got me thinking. But you got to understand, though, I was desperate. You know, I wanted to learn. I wanted massive change in my life. I didn't care what it took. You know, I didn't care. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, it's going to happen. Oh, but is it easy? I don't want easy. I want, is it worth it? I don't care about easy. I want, is it worth it? That's all I need to know. And if you're telling me it's worth it, then it doesn't matter how easy or how hard it is. Why don't you write that one down, by the way, or at least if you're driving in the car, don't write it down, but file that one away. Don't give me easy. Give me, is it worth it? And you make the decision based on that. A couple more tweets. Veda Horner, at Veda Horner. Sam Crowley, great podcast today. Sam, thanks. Focus, all caps. Need to be able to do more of it. Hashtag every day is Saturday. By the way, you can hit me up anytime on Twitter, just at Sam Crowley. And hashtag every day is Saturday. Got a suggestion for the show. You want to hear a topic. If we use it, we give you a shout out. Noel, this is your show today, buddy, at Sam Crowley. Here's the tweet we're using for today's show. I'm going through hard times, so I would like to know how you overcame debt and achieve the success you have now. Noel, I sound like Casey Kasem. This is your long-distance dedication. Noel. That's a great question, man. I think about where I started from. I would like to know how you overcame debt and achieved success. I just wanted to reread the tweet. Keep in mind, I'm on a journey just like you are. I'm nowhere near the mountaintop, all right? And I don't think I'll ever get to the mountaintop because, to me, I don't ever want to get there. But let me back up. I talked about a week or two ago how I got my car repossessed while I was hosting a Monday Night Motivation call. Hello. I'm hosting the Monday Night Motivation call getting my car repossessed. Could you have done that? Do you think, you know, some people are on the telephone and, you know, you got your kids that are like, hey, I'm on the phone. Don't bother me right now. I got to think about it. I'm talking to Joe. You know, we're setting up a tea time for tomorrow morning. It's important. I got the boss on the phone. It's important. Okay. Imagine hosting a teleclass where it's all about the journey to make an everyday Saturday, Monday Night Motivation, and you get interrupted by Tony, the repo guy, coming to take your car from you. You know, the mentality I had was simply on that call, and it stuck with me after that. Is whatever it takes, just whatever it takes to make every day Saturday, I'm going to do it. And I've had that mentality forever. It's just whatever it takes. Just tell me what to do. I'm not interested. Don't give me a lot of details. You know, I'm not an individual, right, wrong, or indifferent. I don't spend a lot of time in the planning process of things. Now, can that come back and hurt somebody? Well, of course it can. You know, if you don't plan your trip and you're heading from, you know, Cincinnati, Ohio, where I live, and you're going to Dallas, Texas, if you don't have a map in front of you, you may end up in Detroit, you know? But let's let common sense rule the day as well. All right, you know you got to head south. If I were going from Cincinnati to Dallas, I know one thing: I got to go south. And so even if I don't have a map, I navigate a little bit. So I end up in Oklahoma or Louisiana. I'm only one state over, right? So I'll get there. My thought is I'll get there eventually. I don't need all the details to get going. And it's a common theme woven throughout the whole Everyday Saturday message. You don't need all the answers. You don't need all the lights to be green before you get going. So you're in debt. Ask yourself the question, how'd you get in debt? What put you in that situation? Because you are where you are right now as a result of your best thinking. Think about that. You are where you are right now as a result of your best thinking. So where's your thinking gotten you so far? And that's where you are. So back when I found myself in debt, nothing changed. I mean, it's not like I all of a sudden turned into an idiot. Okay, I was a successful executive, relative, whatever your definition of success is, whether it's money and stock options and a car and, you know, a nice health care dental plan. I had it all, so I guess if that's your definition of success, cool. To me, that was misery. That was a death sentence for my dream. It's nowhere near where I wanted to be in life. But I was a result of where I was, as a result of my best thinking. So I hung around individuals who felt that in order to live a fulfilled life, that they needed to continue to get promoted, to impress somebody, and get more responsibility just so they could get what? Just to get a title and to live more comfortably, to make more money. But the irony of it all was, see, I watch people. I love to go to the mall, for example. I just watch people. It drives my wife crazy. Like, I could sit on a couch in the middle of
the Kenwood Town Center here, the large mall in Cincinnati, and just watch people. Just sit right outside the Apple Store, and it's amazing to just watch people. Well, I'm no different like that in business. I watch people because you learn a lot about if you're watching somebody who's miserable, stressed out, overweight, and they're your boss. So what's the next likely position you want to go to from where you are right now? There, right? I mean, it's the next succession rung on the ladder. What are you, out of your mind? I mean, that's what I was saying to myself. Sam, you out of your mind? Look at your boss, stressed out, doesn't get enough rest, doesn't eat healthy, not really in great relationships, you know, just miserable most of the time, but puts a good face on, you know? I don't want that. So I hit the eject button, pulled the ripcord, and I went and bought a franchise. Okay, that didn't make me stupid. A lot of people buy franchises. I just happened to buy one. It didn't really work out too well. It was a Quiznos sub-franchise here in outside of Cincinnati. The store was doing poorly. I wasn't smart enough to read financials. Gave it to my accountant. He said, I don't know. I mean, you could probably turn it around. And I just thought it was ego. You know what it was? I've got the magic touch. I've been a successful manager, managing people, managing sales. I can turn anything around. I'm Sam Crowley. Yes. Well, the number one killer of wealth is ego, okay? So you got to get your ego in check. Don't think you're Superman or Wonder Woman when you go into a business deal or any kind of a deal if you're really not that person. Just put your ego aside and say, hey, does this make sense? And also, do I really want to do this? If I had to give any advice to anybody as an entrepreneur, forget money. Is this something that you really want to do? Because you can make money doing anything. I make money doing this, speaking, just speaking every day. I make money. Using my voice, which is ironic because I used to stutter and I couldn't talk that well and still get tripped up on words. The biggest difference is now, though, is I don't care. I mean, I don't give a crap if I get tripped up on a word, stutter, hop up and down, sound like Porky Pig. Doesn't matter to me at all. I'm comfortable now where I'm at. I've gotten to a place where you need to get to as well, and this is especially for Noel. See, it's not about getting out of debt and all that stuff. You're getting out of debt because you're going to change your thinking. That's where it is. But you got to be comfortable in the skin you're in. So many people are just actors. They're just out there acting in a play every single day, going to a job or going to a business that they own. They don't want to do it. If they had to wave a magic wand around their life, they wouldn't do it. But they're acting as if, though, I like this. I really like it. And if I keep telling myself how much I like this, I'm going to like it a lot more down the road. I just need to pretend and keep smiling. See, I'm smiling. Look at me. I'm smiling. And they're miserable. When I smile now, I really do mean that I'm happy. When I smiled in a job, it was to hide and mask the pain. That's all it was. I had to smile to keep from crying. Like, this is so great. I love getting up at 4 in the morning, feeling like somebody just got, you know, I just got in a 15-round boxing match with Mike Tyson. This is just so awesome. And I get to go to work in the dark, and I get to come home, and it's still dark out. Oh, I'm smiling. And I love eating lunch with the same people every day, listening to the same stories. It's just so awesome. And when I get home, I don't even have any energy. God, this is great. Can I do it again? Look, can you imagine? That's most people. So, Noel, here's the thing. All right, to get out of debt, you got to change the way you're thinking right now, because you're a result of where you are as a result of your best thinking. Just start thinking differently. And here's an example. Okay? Instead of saying, I can't do this, I guess you got to ask your question also. What do you want to do? Do you want to start an online business, an offline business? Do you want to speak like this? Obviously, if you're listening to this show, you're a difference maker. You want to change the world somehow, some way, in your own small way, right? I don't mean small meaning insignificant. I just mean, you know, with 6 billion people on the planet, you just got to slice out your little niche, and it's available to you. I promise you, whatever you want to do, whatever you're passionate about right now, it's available to you. The problem is you haven't put any effort into finding out about it. Oof, that hurts, doesn't it? Yeah, well, it's true. You've done nothing to move the boulder up the hill, because it is going to be like moving a boulder up the hill at the beginning. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's like weighing 300 pounds going to the treadmill at the gym for the first time. You're going to walk for 10 minutes, get off the treadmill, and think nothing happened. Well, something did happen. You started. You gain momentum. Two biggest things in business, Peter Drucker says, innovation and momentum. Those are the two things you need to be successful, that every business needs. You created momentum. The 300-pound person on the treadmill walked for 10 minutes is going to be a 150-pound person 6 months from now running for an hour straight. But you got to be able to see the pleasure through the pain. So how do you get out of debt? You stop spending money and you start making money. That sounds like what? It doesn't sound unrealistic, right? Because you can do it. Yeah, but I don't know how to make money. That's not an option. Don't you understand? Every time you go to say, I don't know how, that is not an option. You need to replace that with whatever it takes. The three most important words you're going to learn on this show today is whatever it takes. Hit me up on Twitter, hashtag EveryDayIsSaturday, at Sam Crowley, and just say whatever it takes. Because when you start speaking like that and you start telling other people whatever it takes, that's different than saying, I don't know how. Or here's the best one, right? I don't have money. You don't need money. You need influence. You need to be able to speak and communicate and tell other people who do have money why they should get behind you and your dream. Somebody in your niche, a thought leader. It doesn't cost money to attend a local event, maybe a chamber of commerce or something else where you see people who have influence that are in your niche and pitch them on your idea. If you're passionate enough about it, oh, I don't know how to speak. You don't need to know how to speak. Passion is the universal language. Write that down. You don't need to be a professional speaker to approach somebody about your dream and ask if they would have an interest in learning more about the movement that can benefit who? Not you, them. How can they get involved? People with money, they already have money. What else is left for them? Well, making a difference. Everybody, we did a 5-part series last week on this. Significance. Living a life of significance. If all you had was money, you are the most shallowest person on the planet. That sucks. That's a life that sucks. Would I rather have significance or would I rather have money? Give me significance every day of the week. I'll live in a double-wide trailer with three smart, healthy, intelligent, beautiful daughters than I would rather live in an oceanfront mansion, depressed, my kids just stuck on their iPhone every day, materialistic, doesn't want to be eating at the table as a family. We don't do anything together as a family. That's the most shallow existence. You want that? Go watch a reality show, okay? One of these ones on television where that's all they do is focus on everything they do have. Give me more, give me more, give me more. You're about to embark on a journey today, and I really believe this, and I really do believe that this will happen. Not that it can or it might, because it happened for me. Noel's question is on Twitter, how did I get out of debt and become the success that I am today? And my answer to that is I don't even think I've begun the journey yet. All right, I'm still with it, man, because for me, it's never going to end. So that's the one thing. You got to still, my buddy Les Brown says, you got to stay hungry. I mean, you got to be hungry. But to get out of debt is easy. Change the way you think and stop using the words, I don't know how. Or I don't have the money. Because with the internet, it's all free. Just Google, how do you, and then fill in the blank. Whatever it is you want to do. Whatever it is you want to do. You want to speak? How do you get paid to speak? Do that. Okay? Or you cannot do it and continue to think that there's some conspiracy out there against you, not wanting you to get your message out there, not wanting you to be successful. And then stop saying, I don't know how, and start looking for individuals who do have, if money or finances is an issue for you right now, why don't you go find individuals who do have what it is that you want? You've got what they want, and that's making a huge change, adding significance to the world. They've got what you want, and that's the finances. You know what that's called? It's called a joint venture. You know who can do a joint venture? You can do a joint venture. You know how much money it costs to do a joint venture? Zero. Do you know what you got to have? Confidence, passion, and an idea. You know the show Shark Tank? That's what that is. You know, and I know people have spent tens and thousands and maybe even millions of dollars trying to invent something. You don't need to invent anything. You need to bring an idea to the table for somebody. Heck, even if it's just recording your voice right now. I'm doing this training, podcasthouse.com. You should jump on board that training. You get a lifetime membership to my podcast training academy, where all the videos on everything is archived. We have a weekly live webinar that I host to show you how to take your voice, use your voice and get a message out to the masses in the greatest platform in the history of the world known as podcasting. Do you want to do that? Go to podcasthouse.com. Everybody should have a podcast. Everybody. This is how I communicate to my audience in over 100 countries every day for free. Spoke to over 300,000 people last year with less than 40 shows on iTunes. Didn't do one daily last year. 300,000 people didn't spend one dime on marketing. Get your podcast out. Go to podcasthouse.com, okay? And get started with that. Just get your message out. Because it's not about being in debt, getting out of debt. Getting out of debt is saying, okay, today I think different and I act different. That's it. How did you get in debt? Did you buy televisions, go on vacations? Did you get downsized from a job? Well, stop spending money on televisions and vacations and quit thinking that having a job is the answer to your life success. Having control is the answer to your success in life, whatever that is, whatever you want to do. If you're in debt right now and you don't have money, take a look at everything you've got. A job, two cars, big house, spend money on vacations, you buy liabilities, you don't buy assets. Do everything opposite. Or maybe it's just a small tweak like me. Maybe you just got taken out at the knees with a bad business deal, but you knew your heart was in the right place. For me, I bought a business that went down the toilet faster than you can say Monday, but I didn't stay there. I bounced back up. I bounced right back up because I knew, oh, I got it. Okay. I was looking for this house in Champion Estates. I left Averageville. I got to the right zip code. I just didn't land in the right house, meaning I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just didn't follow my true passion of speaking. And I went and bought this franchise because I did what? I settled. Because I didn't have what? Confidence. That's it. That's all it was. Don't settle. Don't ever settle. Don't ever. Promise me. Promise you. Commitment is a promise you make to yourself. There's people waiting on you, man. There's people waiting for you to get off your rusty duff and make it happen. Will you just focus on these three words, and we'll end the show today with this. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.